You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Well, for the Baltimore Ravens, coming off their second straight loss, 27-22, at home, hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's 88-81-057, the Fan, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, we'll be talking to him throughout the course of the program. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057 on this Woman Crush Wednesday. But we must look back at what went wrong and maybe some right things against the Steelers. We'll start today's segment of the film study with the offense.
Yeah, when we look at the offense, you know, I'll start with the offensive line, because I went back, watched it all again, like for the third time, and I just studied the offensive line because of what Harb said about Falele and Rosengarten in the run game. And a lot of stuff, like, I mean, they had over 200 yards in the run game. They probably could have had another 100 easily. The biggest problem is that the two guards, their feet stop on contact. And what does that do? Well, like if you come off and you just going to hold your guy up, then soon as a big boy comes, they just toss him to the side and they make the tackle. And the same with, it's the exact same thing, you know, with Voorhees. He does the exact, but he's not as strong in the lower body. The problem, Falele's 380 pounds. The problem with him is, he gets off balance. He lunges. He leans forward. And when he leans forward, he weighs like 100 pounds. He just gets tossed to the side. Voorhees gets up on his tiptoes or gets back on his heels. He gets tossed and he gets thrown to the ground. You know? So, I mean, that's the biggest problem that they've got. There's another one where, you know, they got a big hole. Kohler gets thrown to the ground. His guy makes a tackle in the hole. You know, got a chance to have a big play. I mean, they had chances to make some big plays, you know, and it's one guy, you know. And I give them credit, Bob, because remember when they were running, they were having success running, and then all of a sudden Watt's coming from the backside. All right, so what did they do? They took Ricard. And then on the snap, he came back to block that guy, which helped. But then, you know, the guys up front just aren't consistent. I mean, you know, Harb says they played great in a run game. I disagree with that. I thought they played very inconsistent in the run game, in the pass game. I thought they were extremely inconsistent. You know, and let me just say this about the pass game. Well, here's a little bit. The timing is way off in the pass game because – it's they're running routes and Lamar's ready to throw, but they're still into their stem of their route. They're not finished running their route. They're not even looking for the ball yet. They're not, like, if they're supposed to be at 18, they might be at 13 yet. And Lamar's ready to throw. And then when they're ready to be open, Lamar's scrambling. I mean, that is the crux of the pass game right there. He gets it, stands there waiting, you know, and then there's nobody open because they're not ready to be open yet. And then he's got to take off. And that was the touchdown pass to, you know, down in the red zone and stuff too. And then there's another one. Lamar rolls right. All the receivers are going left. But, I mean, he drops back, but he gets forced to go right, and there's nobody over there. So, you know, the timing of the pass game is off. You know, whereas, you know, there's like no rhythm to the pass game. Whereas you see, like Rodgers, he just whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, I mean, he's dropping back, and he knows, I know by coverage, I'm dinking and dunking. And other than five plays, they did dink and dunk the whole game. You know, and Lamar needs to do a better job of it. Just dink it and dunk it. Get it out. Get it out. But I did think that Lamar, especially in the second half, I mean, they came out and they were going to run the ball with him, and he did. He ran a 2 out of 3 plays, you know, and they took the ball right down the field. So I think that's got to be back incorporated. Why? Because then you don't have to block the end. You know, it's kind of like, why was the wishbone, you know, like, why is Navy so good against all these teams and their 280-pound linemen? Because you don't have to block the tackler of the end. You're reading them. You know, you're just getting up to linebackers. And that's the thing. And that's why Lamar needs to be, you know, incorporated in that. So how did Lamar play? I just seems to me Lamar's kind of frustrated, I think. Probably with, Jesus, I never have time to. I just think the frustration, you know, him and Falele got into it on the sidelines because Falele turned the guy loose at least a couple of times. You know, it's like, can I just have a second to throw, you know?
To that point, what happened when the DB just kind of runner?
Yeah, well, Falele did his. Bob, here's what he tries. And in pass protection, you know, patience is key. You don't need to be in a hurry. You're 380. You know, you got a 180-pounder coming. You don't need to go out. Here's what he does, Bob. He goes and pushes, then tries to push the guy. And as soon as he does, he's off balance, and they run right around him. And all you got to do is you just got to sit back and wait. Just sit back and wait and be patient, you know, and then punch. Use your arms. But he wants to come out after the guy and then look, see my shoulders. Bob, I'm off balance. I'm leaning forward. Mm-hmm. Then I'm done. I'm right around him. And that's Falele's problem all the time. He's not patient. He is not patient. Thought Rosengard, Harbs, I agree with Harbs. Thought both tackles actually played well. And that was Rosengarden's best game. Maybe Watt brings it out on him. But they helped him some. But I thought he did a nice job. But, I mean, Bob, the receivers, no, they don't get
But off. With Lamar, I'm sorry, getting back to him, why, he's been inaccurate lately. It seems as though he waits. I mean, you mentioned they're not finishing their route tree and all that good stuff. But still, even when he does have open receivers, there seems to be, I don't know, errant throw here or there. And the drops don't exactly help his cause either.
Bob, just, you know what? If you look at most of his throws, he's not set. His feet are never set when he's throwing. Like, if you just broke him down, you know, like Aaron Rodgers is sitting there, you know, I mean, he's in balance doing all those kind of things. Whereas Lamar's always on the move. He's always throwing from some different angle and everything else. I think that is the problem. I just think, Bob, that when he drops back, he knows I don't have a lot of time. I think that's already in court. You know, after 12 games, I know I got to get rid of the ball quick. I don't have, you know, so, I mean, to throw a ball and for the Ravens, for them to get the ball down the field, Bob, he's got to be Houdini. That's how they get the ball down the field, is he's got to be Houdini. Both the red zone ones, he takes off and runs. And then the other one, he scrambles up the middle and hits...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Likely. You know, I mean, that they can never get into a rhythm throwing the football. That's the problem with that. And then in the run game, Bob, the guards don't move their feet. You know, and, you know, you get Kohler missing a block. And then on the one, Lamar probably has a touchdown on the one where he fakes it. If Likely blocks his ass at all.
Right.
You know, he's got, Andrews has got his guy sealed. And then Likely's over there after. My bad, I should have got him. No.
Correct.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson in 10 games has been sacked 29 times.
Yeah.
He was sacked 23 times all of last season.
Yeah, and Bob, and the offensive line was four of the five guys are the same. But, I mean, you were just earlier talking, and you guys were talking about the young guys got to perform, you know, like they did the year before.
Oh, for the Orioles. Yeah,
for the Orioles. Same thing with these. You look at the offense, just like the Orioles. There's not a guy on that offense who was number one by far. There's not a one of those guys that's performing up to their level.
100%. And the only one that would even be close to that would be Zay Flowers, and he's not even playing up to last year.
Agreed.
Year's
status. He's fumbled a couple times where he never fumbled before.
So there you go. The offense, there's not a player
playing
as well as they did in 2020.
Yeah, they're like Gunner with 17 homers.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. You want to bet about the Ravens? We'll listen. Are you optimistic that the Orioles are going to get a big deal done? Maybe not in Orlando, but eventually before they hit Sarasota in spring training. Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner, talk Ravens with him. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? And Gabe Lax, USA Today. We'll talk about these winter meetings. Edwin Diaz going to L.A. Schwarbsy staying at Philadelphia. Who's the next big domino to fall?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.